On this, Armistice Day, the fifth day of their visit to the United States as guests of the National Broadcasting Company upon the occasion of our 10th anniversary week, the 26 members of the International Broadcasting Union, composed of representatives from all over Europe, are in flight between New York and Washington. Early this morning, aboard two flagships of the American Airlines, this distinguished group flew to Buffalo, New York, and visited Niagara Falls. Now we're about to attempt radio communication with those two airliners, and if we are successful, you may be certain the National Broadcasting Company will present another surprise in this week that completes our decade of broadcasting to the American public. If you'll stay with us now, we'll open this 10th anniversary week broadcast with a musical salute presented by the NBC Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Joseph Littow.
Thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll attempt to join the International Broadcasting Union Group aboard the airliner's flagship NC-16005. Hello, Dan Russell.
Hello, Jack Fraser. Hello, everybody. We're here in the sky room of a temporary studio of the American Airlines giant sleeper flagship, NC-16005, flying right above New York City. Well, not quite above New York City. We're approaching the city on our way to Washington. After a thrilling flight, we started early this morning from the Newark airport, and which took us from Newark to Buffalo, then a motor trip from Buffalo to Niagara Falls, back to Buffalo, and now flying on our way to Washington. I might as well start by telling you about the trip from the very beginning, when four huge airline passenger buses filled with our distinguished guests from Europe and Canada, and our representatives of the NBC, including Max Jordan and Fred Bates, our European representatives who came from Europe, particularly to participate in the welcome given to these distinguished men from Europe. We drove through the streets of New York at 6:30 this morning, and it was very, very cold on our way to New York. Our friends were thrilled at the sight of New York before the city wakes to its daily life of bustle and activity. The New York of the milkman sees, but we rarely do. At New York, we boarded the giant planes at the scheduled time, and we're off. The delegation is headed by French Minister of Communications, Monsieur Robert Jardier, and Monsieur Maurice Lambert, President of the International Broadcasting Union, through which organization the invitations were issued by the National Broadcasting Company. Our guests have all been eager spectators from the very beginning of the flight. As a matter of fact, almost as soon as we were off the ground, they are apparently excellent amateur photographers, and they were very busy taking snapshots of the very interesting scene that continually meets the eye all through the trip. Our airline host provided a very warming breakfast, which after the bitter cold and frost of the early morning, 6:30, you know, well, it certainly was good. Max George has been the seat companion of Monsieur Rambert and has been very busy pointing out interesting views along the way. As we approached Buffalo, snow was plainly visible for some distance, and Mr. Jordan, as well as Monsieur Rambert, must have been reminded of the Swiss countryside with which they are so thoroughly familiar. Incidentally, getting back to that breakfast we had this morning, it will interest you and amuse you, too, to learn about our guests' reactions to our very American breakfast food. They were all very curious as to the contents of the dishes, and various guesses were made, all of which were very amusing. The food was tasted very gingerly at first, but after the first few attempts, it was all eaten with great relish, and there's no doubt in our minds that a good old American custom has found a few more rooters. On our way to Niagara, Madame Jardier, wife of the French Minister of Communications, very graciously commented on how nice the little white houses looked as the automobiles bearing our party sped by. And speaking of graciousness, there could hardly ever be assembled anywhere a more amiable and delightful group than we have with us today. Our trip to Niagara was accomplished in excellent time due to the efficient escort of state police, and once arrived at the Canadian side of the falls, we were given a very cordial welcome by Commander Edwards on behalf of Canadian Minister of Communications Howey, and both Monsieur Jardier and Monsieur Rambert expressed their very sincere appreciation of the welcome. Of course, it's needless to say that, in great detail, that is, how thrilled our friends were at their first sight of Niagara. The Horseshoe Falls were cut in half, as it were, by a single rainbow, and flying low over the Cascades were hundreds and hundreds of seagulls. And the water of the falls rushing down in a silvery torrent that, with a bright sun shining overhead, makes a picture that anybody could very much enjoy. But then the greater thrill was in store for us. A few minutes after we took off from Buffalo on our return trip, our pilot, Dean Smith, one of America's ace pilots, and from whom and about whom you're going to hear much more later, made a complete circle of the falls, thus giving us all one of the most impressive views it has ever been our pleasure to see. We're flying smoothly now. It's almost as if we were in our own home. And so, tired but happy, the entire delegation is now flying back from Niagara Falls toward New York and Washington.
Hello, hello. Calling the American Airlines flagship NC-16005 en route from Niagara Falls to Washington.
Hello, this is American airliner NC-16005. Dan Russell speaking.
This is David Sarnoff calling. David Sarnoff calling from his office in Radio City, New York.
Hello, Mr. Sarnoff.
Hello, Dan. I've been listening to your program, and thought I'd call you and find out how the party is going.
The party is going fine. Everybody's having a grand time. The whole trip has been one of thorough enjoyment for everybody, and everybody wishes that you were here.
So do I. Is Mr. Maurice Rambert, president of the International Broadcasting Union, on your plane, Dan?
Yes. Monsieur Rambert is right here in our flying studio. Would you like to speak to him?
Yes, indeed I would.
All right, here he is.
Hello, Mr. Sarnoff. This is Rambert speaking. I followed your conversation with Mr. Russell a little while ago, and really I listened in amazement in the wonders of radio we are witnessing. Wonders even to us, who have been active in broadcasting for so many years.
It must be truly a wonderful experience for you, Mr. Rambert, to cruise over the United States, high up in the sky, at a height which equals, perhaps, the loftiness of the Alps in your own beautiful Switzerland.
It is, Mr. Sarnoff, but it is even more of a thrill to me that all these modern wonders, the airplane, the radio, the transatlantic telephone, can now be linked so perfectly that my talking to you in your New York office from a height of 5,000 feet while we are speeding through the air at 180 miles an hour seems perfectly natural. It is an inspiration.
Well, I agree with you, Monsieur Rambert, but while you are speeding through the air at 180 miles an hour, you know, the radio waves speed through the air at 186,000 miles a second. So now let's see if we can't make a little broadcasting history. I will call Senator Marconi in Rome, Italy, and ask him to call you in your plane. Just wait a moment, please. This is David Sarnoff in Radio City, New York, calling Senator Marconi in Rome, Italy.
Hello. Hello, Davis. This is Marconi speaking from his yacht in Italy. How are you and where are you?
Hello, Senator Marconi. I'm fine and better for hearing your voice, thank you. I am in my office at my desk in Radio City, New York. I have just been talking to the airplanes in which Monsieur Jardier, French Minister of Communications, and 26 members of the International Broadcasting Union, who are here for the NBC 10th anniversary celebration, are flying from Buffalo to Washington. I think it would be indicative of the great development of radio, of which you are the illustrious father, if you, from your yacht near Genoa, would also talk with those aboard the plane. Senator, won't you please call Maurice Rambert in American Airlines, flagship NC-16005.
This is real exciting, David. I'm calling Rambert right now. Hello, American Airlines flagship NC-16005.
American Airlines flagship NC-16005.
This is Senator Marconi speaking from his yacht, Alaska, in the Navy. Would you like to talk to Monsieur Maurice Rambert? I would like to talk to Monsieur Maurice Rambert, President of the International Broadcasting Union.
Rambert speaking. How are you, Senator Marconi? And how have you been since I met you in London 2 years ago?
I'm very well, thank you, Monsieur Rambert. What a free conversation this is between you and your friend, David Sarnoff in his office in New York, and me on board my yacht electric, Genoa, Italy.
When a radio experiment thrills you, Senator, it probably makes history for that reason alone. J'avoue qu'ici, dans l'avion, nous sommes tous émerveillés. Nous aurions eu un grand plaisir à vous avoir ici avec nous.
Wait, gentlemen.
Et à bientôt, j'espère, sénateur.
Wait, gentlemen, wait a minute, please, before you say goodbye. Can you hear me, Senator Marconi? Monsieur Rambert, can you also hear me?
Admirablement, Monsieur Sarnoff.
All right, that's fine. Now let's carry this experiment a step further. We will ask Minister Jardier, who is in the other plane, to join us in this conversation. Please stand by. Now come in, American Airlines flagship NC-16030.
This is American Airlines Club flagship NC-16030.
This is David Sarnoff in his office in Radio City, New York. Senator Marconi in Rome, Monsieur Rambert in your sister ship, and I would like to talk with Monsieur Jardier, the French Minister of Communications.
Here he is, Mr. Sarnoff.
Hello, Monsieur Sarnoff.
Hello, Mr. Minister. Three of us would like to exchange words with you. Senator Marconi, do you know Minister Jardier?
No, I don't know him. Although I know about his deep interest in broadcasting, but there could be nothing a more suitable occasion for meeting a minister of communication.
That is certainly so, Senator Marconi, and here he is. Now go ahead, please, Senator.
Hello, Monsieur le Ministre. You are very far from Carter Ministry in the week of Grenelle today. But I am even further away from you than your office in Paris. I hope you hear me this too.
Allô, sénateur. Je vous entends parfaitement. Je suis heureux que vous ayez cité l'intérêt que j'apporte à la radiodiffusion, car cet intérêt devient chaque jour plus grand. Nous regrettons tous que vous ne soyez pas parmi nous en personne.
And here, Mr. Minister, is Monsieur Rambert.
Allô, Monsieur le Ministre. Rebonjour. What we are now doing, I mean, this four-way conversation is more amazing even than Niagara Falls, where we have just been.
Vous avez raison, Monsieur Rambert. Il est malheureux que Jules Verne ne soit plus parmi nous en ce moment, à l'heure de cette conversation historique.
Senator Marconi, before saying goodbye, I would like to send to you and Marchesa Marconi the warm greetings and affectionate regards of Mrs. Sarnoff and myself. It was good to hear your voice, but we would have preferred to see you with us.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sarnoff, on behalf of myself and my wife, and best regards to Mrs. Sarnoff, too. We will soon be able to see you by television, but I'd rather be near you. Goodbye, David. Thanks for calling me. It gave me this chance of sending you my good wishes and to say to the National Broadcasting Company, many happy returns.
Thank you so much, Senator Marconi, and goodbye. And also goodbye, Monsieur Rambert. I agree with what you said to Minister Jardier. This has been a wonderful experiment. I look forward to seeing you when you return from Washington.
Au revoir, Monsieur Sarnoff. We meet again on Friday night.
Mr. Minister, I heard what you said about Jules Verne. I'm sure he would have wanted to be with you today. Goodbye until Friday.
Au revoir, Monsieur Sarnoff. Je me rappellerai toujours cette expérience d'aujourd'hui.
Thank you, Mr. Minister. And now Dan, who is in the other plane listening to us, will continue his story from the flying studio.
Thank you, Mr. Sarnoff. This broadcast, which is being sent not only over the networks of the National Broadcasting Company, but also by shortwave to the whole world, is being broadcast by Austria, Denmark, France, Italy, and Switzerland. It's our pleasure to hear a few words from the gentlemen who represent those countries in this delegation. Words of greeting to their own people. First, we'll hear from our companion plane, the club flagship 16030. Are you ready, Fred Bates?
All ready, Dan Russell, and I have the great pleasure to introduce Dr. Ladislav Shurek, president of Radio Journal, the Czechoslovakian Broadcasting Organization, who are relaying this broadcast. Dr. Shurek will now speak in Czech to his own listeners and to his own city, Prague, the city of a thousand spires. Dr. Shurek.
Milí posluchači, blahopřeji Národní rozhlasové společnosti americké a děkuji za to, že mohu vás pozdravit z letadla, kterým se blížíme vzduchem svobodné a demokratické Ameriky od Niagary k Washingtonu. Jsem šťasten, že jsem svědkem dnešního velkolepého úspěchu vědy a přátelské spolupráce obou kontinentů na poli bezdrátové techniky ve prospěch kulturního pokroku všech národů. A přináším vám také pozdrav našich amerických Čechoslováků, kteří mají radost, že našli v našem rozhlase rychlého posla ze staré vlasti. Dar Spojeným státům americkým, dar naší drahé republice.
Dr. Shurek congratulated the National Broadcasting Company and thanked them for enabling him to greet his countrymen from a plane bound for Washington through what he called the free and democratic air of America. He welcomed the scientific achievement giving us radio collaboration between two continents. He concluded with, long live the United States, long live my own republic. Take it away, Dan Russell.
And now, Max Jordan, would you do the honors, please? Well, I'm delighted here to present Rexa von Kunsti, who is the program manager of the Austrian Broadcasting Company, and who now wants to greet his listeners in Austria.
Hallo, Österreich. Liebe Landsleute, ich begrüße Sie aus 1000 Meter Höhe über New York und sage Ihnen auch die herzlichsten Grüße von der National Broadcasting Company, der wir das wunderbare Erlebnis dieses Fluges zu verdanken haben. Auf Wiedersehen.
Dr. von Kunsti was greeting his listeners in Austria and expressed appreciation for the wonderful experience that was offered to him during this flight today. I am now pleasured in introducing the Honorable D. Lerche, who is president of the Danish Broadcasting Company. Mr. Lerche, please.
Hallo, hallo, Süddeutsch, Danmark. Die Radio Rose Kormann, der Zähler. Der Flügel, ihr Augenblick, 15 Meter über New York. Ich kenne es so gehen. Ja, Papa, ich kann ja gar nicht zu Washington. Aber ich kann es nur, ja, ich hätte ja. Warum?
The Honorable C. Lerche of Copenhagen sends his best greetings to the listeners in Denmark. Now to conclude the series of greetings from our flagship back to Europe, I once more want to present Dr. Rambert of Switzerland, and then we shall hear Dr. Cocchetti of Italy. Here is Mr. Rambert, who will say a few words for the Swiss listeners.
Du haut de l'avion qui plane actuellement à 1000 mètres au-dessus des gratte-ciels de New York, j'envoie un salut cordial à tous mes compatriotes de Suisse dont 6000 kilomètres me séparent.
Mr. Rambert expresses his good wishes for the Swiss listeners, and here is Dr. Francesco Cocchetti, the program director of the Italian Broadcasting Company, who will greet his listeners at home.
Parlo da bordo di un aeroplano che vola sopra la City Radio di New York. Da quando sono avvenute le conversazioni che avete ascoltato? Lo spettacolo è indimenticabile perché il tempo è magnifico. Proveniamo dalle cascate del Niagara e siamo diretti verso Washington. L'accoglienza che ci hanno fatto i dirigenti della National Broadcasting è stata superiore a ogni nostra previsione e ci ha permesso di renderci conto perfettamente della loro grande organizzazione. Invio anche a nome dell'ingegner Bernetti un saluto deferente al nostro presidente, un pensiero a tutti i nostri superiori e colleghi, agli amici, conoscenti, agli ascoltatori tutti italiani.
Thank you, Dr. Cocchetti. This greeting to Italy concludes the series, and I'm now turning you back to Dan Russell.
Well, it's time to bid you all au revoir. New York looms huge and thrilling below us. The sun is shining brightly. Skyscrapers that ordinarily appear so tremendous to the onlooker now have the rose of a... Our guests, the European Broadcasting Organization and the International Broadcasting Union, are on their way now to Washington, where they will continue to enjoy the hospitality of the NBC and complete what they all agree has been an amazing year. Back to their respective countries, and we shall then wish them bon voyage, and we hope that their recollections of this visit to the United States will be among the happiest of their experience. It has been a great experience for us all to participate in this epic-making four-way conversation from two planes, from two giant airships of the American Airlines and the RCA building and Italy. A four-way conversation. This has been a special 10th anniversary presentation of the National Broadcasting Company.